Hello, everyone. This is N50. In this episode of HPR, I would like to share with you all a really neat combination of free software applications that I've used here in the shop to help me overcome some rather large obstacles when it comes to revitalizing some older PCs. These software programs allow me to install any operating system on any computer through the miracle of a USB flash drive, even if the destination computer's BIOS does not have today's luxury of being able to boot from a USB drive. Before I get into the meat of the matter, my thanks go out to everyone here at Hacker Public Radio who have contributed in the past, as well as those who will be contributing to future episodes after this one. I would also especially like to thank Mr. Ken Fallon for all he has done for the longevity of HPR and his continued enthusiasm and passion for podcasting in general, which is reflected within each of his own episodes and all the interviews with him from our fellow podcasters throughout our podcasting community. Okay, now for my story. I've been fiddling with computers and messing around with various operating systems and assembling computers for about the last 10 years or so. I find it both interesting and exciting to hear that so many of us here at HPR are the local fix-it kind of people, or as I like to say, the ones who are always volunteered to work in everyone else's computers, because we have either fixed our computers intentionally or accidentally in the past. I always seem to be building a small and expensive computer system from parts that are laying around here in the shop. These parts have either been given to me from people that have upgraded their systems with faster ones, or have considered them simply trash because they have gotten slow in time due to malware, spyware, viruses, or anything else that goes wrong. And yes, most of them started their lives as Windows PCs. I guess over time, word seemed to have gotten around that I take in these things like stray animals, and the original owners had rather find a new home for them rather than to just get rid of them. For a number of reasons I won't continue to bore you with here, it seems like every month or so I seem to have accumulated enough spare parts, if you will, to be able to spend several hours over some weekend picking through all these spare supplies and being able to put together some kind of a decent little machine that makes a great candidate for installing either a Linux or BSD operating system on it, making this new system entirely functional and practical once again. I usually end up simply giving these computers away to new internet users, kids from the school that my daughters go to, or to people who otherwise would not have the money to buy one. Primarily, I install various flavors of Linux on them for all the ones I give away, but I have been known to use FreeBSD or OpenBSD on some of them for creating dedicated home network gateways, routers, firewalls, content filters, mail servers, media servers, or even a few file servers with various RAID setups in them. One major drawback I have ran into several times in the creation of these machines is the fact I'm always searching around for a working CD-ROM drive, either one to dedicate to the system that's being built, or to simply borrow one for a few minutes to move forward with the installation of the operating system. And not all times will there be a CD-ROM available to install in the system, because it will be dedicated on a headless server or factory in that most of the time it's a finished system will be having a DVD-ROM drive upon completion. Further issues are, 1, I'm a distro hopper when it comes to Linux distribution. 2, I like to install the very latest and greatest distribution that is available at the time of install. And 3, I'm sure I'm not alone here when I say my collection of coffee cup coasters is rather large with all the outdated distribution ISOs burned on CD-ROMs that are simply accumulated over the last 6 months or so. Knowing there had to be a better way to go about all this, and hearing the benefits of flash drive installations not only installing faster, as well as reducing the cost and hassle of burning each ISO image, I wanted to work out a solution. This is easy, most of you are probably thinking. But remember, I'm dealing with older laptops and PCs that cannot boot from any USB device because of non-existent options for such in their BIOS. Now here's the cool part. I found an extremely small ISO image of a CD-ROM boot manager that will allow any machine that has a USB port on it to now be able to boot from the USB drive, regardless if the system BIOS supports it. This free software is called Plop, P-L-O-P, Loop Manager, and is written by a guy in Australia. Use your favorite search engine with the keywords Plop Boot Manager, and you can then download the zip file, extract it, and simply burn the plpbt.iso file that's inside that archive onto a CD-ROM disk. The second part of the solution I've come across, or that I use quite a bit, is a software application called UNetBootin. UNetBootin website states, UNetBootin allows you to create bootable live USB drives for Ubuntu, Fedora, and other Linux distributions without burning a CD. It runs on both Windows and Linux. You can either let UNetBootin download one of the many distributions supported out of the box for you, or simply your own Linux ISO. Well, again, use your favorite search engine or local repository to download or install UNetBootin. It's pretty common on most of the distributions that I've found, and such as the ones listed earlier when I read off the UNetBootin website. I keep all my Linux and BSD distribution ISO files on my network's file server and simply use them as the source each time I run UNetBootin. Along with these software applications, I have a couple of 4-gig USB flash drives that have seen many distributions flash across them. I bet my saved expenses for not having to buy CDs or DVDs have already paid for these two flash drives by using the combination of these two software applications. Just today, I wanted to install the latest version of ZenWalk Linux onto an older HP Pavilion laptop and discovered it did not have an option for booting from a USB drive. I rounded up my well-used one CD-ROM boot disk with Plop on it, booted the laptop, and chose the USB drive option at the bottom of the menu, and from there, I ran the setup from ZenWalk 6.4 GNOME without a problem from the 4-gig USB flash drive. In less than 10 minutes, I had a new operating system on the laptop from a USB install on a machine that did not originally have the option to do so. I realize there are probably several other ways to go about the process of doing all this, but I have found that for simplicity's sake and speed, this combination with a Plop Boot Manager and UNetBootin has always worked successfully for me. Grub is another choice that comes to mind right now for a boot manager capable of doing this, but there are more steps involved and then the fact that maybe we're not going to be installing an operating system on it that favors the Grub or has Grub as the default boot loader. Anyway, this is what I use, and I thought sharing this information here on HPR might help others with their task as well. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Wake up, Mama, turn your lamp down low. Wake up, Mama. Have you got the nerve to drive Papa Mactel from your door? My mother, daddy left me reckless. My daddy left me wild. Mother, daddy left me reckless. Daddy left me wild. No, I'm not good looking, but I'm some sweet woman's angel child. You're the mighty mean woman, do me this away. You're the mighty mean woman, do me this away. When I leave this town, pretty mama, I'm gonna wait to stay. Why to love the woman better than anyone I'd ever seen? I once loved a woman better than I'd ever seen. Treating me like I'm a king and she was a doggone queen. Sister, tell your brother. Brother, tell your auntie. Now, auntie, tell your uncle. Uncle, tell my cousin. Now, cousin, tell my friend. Going up the country. Mama, don't you want to go? May take me a fair brown. May take one or two more. Big 80 left Savannah. Running did not stop. You oughta saw that color farmer when he got them bottle hot. You can reach over in the corner, mama, and hand me my traveling shoe. You know by that I've got them stitched for blue. My sister got 'em, Addie got 'em, brother got 'em, friend got 'em, I got 'em. I woke up this morning, we had them stitched for blue. I looked over in the corner, Grandma and Grandpa had 'em too.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.